This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House says a Russian invasion of Ukraine could happen any day. Meanwhile, France's President Emmanuel Macron discussed the Ukraine crisis with U.S. counterpart Joe Biden Sunday. This is ahead of a meeting with Russian leader Vladimir Putin. The two leaders discuss ongoing efforts in response to Russia's continued military buildup on Ukraine's borders and affirm their support for Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. The White House said in a statement that the 40-minute phone call was part of coordination efforts. The French presidency said before Macron travels to Moscow Monday and on to Kiev on Tuesday, where he is due to meet with the Ukrainian president Volodymyr Zelensky. The French leader has indicated that he is going to discuss terms of de-escalation of the crisis. U.S. officials said the Kremlin has assembled 110,000 troops along the border with its pro-Western neighbor Ukraine, but intelligence assessments have not determined whether President Putin has actually decided to invade. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, facing criticism over his government's response to Russia-Ukraine tensions ahead of his trip to Washington. And Chinese tennis player Peng Shuo has denied she ever accused anyone of sexual assault, adding that she herself had deleted her social media posts in November that it appeared to make such a claim. Peng did an interview with a French newspaper at a hotel in Beijing. The well-being of the three-time Olympian became a matter of concern in November when she appeared to allege on social media that a former Chinese vice premier had sexually assaulted her in the past. Her social media post deleted quickly after going online led the Women's Tennis Association to suspend tournaments in China and cause an international outcry about her safety.